Shmuel Aleph Perek Dalet. This parak discusses the capturing of the Aaron and the death of Chafni, Pinchas, and Eli HaKohen. We will now start to see the beginning of Shmuel's Nebuah prophecy come true with the capturing of the Aaron Bris Hashem. As it says in Pasuk Aleph, Vayhi Devar Shmuel Kol Yisroel, the word of Shmuel spread to all of Yisroel. Yisroel went to battle against the Plishtim. Approximately 4,000 men of Yisroel were killed. The Radak adds, they were punished for not protesting against Eli, for not rebuking his kids. Yisrael now approaches the Zikne Yisrael, the elders of Israel, to ask why they were defeated. Yisrael now decided to take the Aron Bris Hashem, the Aron, from Shiloh, thinking the power of the Aron would surely be enough to destroy their enemies. The Aron is now moved from Shiloh to battle the Plishtim in Eben Haezer. And Pasuk Dawid, Vayisu Misham es Aron Bris Hashem. And the Aron Bris Hashem traveled from there, from Shiloh, to Vokos Yoshev HaKruvim, the master of legions with a Kruvim sat on it, Vishem Shnei Bnei Eli, Ima Aron Bris Hashem Chafni and Pinchas. And the two kids of Eli, Chafni and Pinchas, were with the Aron. All of Klal Yisrael blew the shofar, and the ground shook. The Plishtim were now fearful after hearing the sounds of the shofar and seeing the Aron Bris Hashem. The Plishtim were so awed and at the same time scared, they thought they were going to die, as Hashem himself had come to the Plishti camp, wiping them out, just as Hashem did to the Egyptians. In reaction, the Plishtim strengthened themselves, fight back, and caused Yisrael to retreat. 30,000 soldiers from Yisrael were killed. Chafni and Pinchas died, and the Aron Bris Hashem was actually captured. And Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Aron Nilkach, it was captured. And Pasuk Yud Beis, the Yarath Ish Binyamin, a man from Binyamin, Mehamarocha v'yavo shilo b'yom hahu, u'medav kruv v'adama al rosho. A man from Binyamin ran from the battlefield. He ran to Shiloh, and his clothing were torn, and dirt was on his head. Now, how many Aronim were there? The Ramban explains, there was one Aron. The singular Aron contained both sets of Luchos, the one Moshe broke, and the Luchos Shnios, the second set that was given to Moshe after he had broken the Luchos. However, Rashi learns, there was actually two sets of Arons. One contained the Shivrei Luchos, the broken Luchos that Moshe broke after seeing the Chet HaEgel. This Aron was normally brought to war, but there was a second Aron, which contained the Kruvim, and the second set of Luchos given to Moshe that remained intact and untainted. Here Yisrael made the mistake of bringing the second Aron to war. Rashi also learns this Ish Binyamin, who came from the battlefield, was actually none other than Shaul, the future king of Yisrael, who actually physically wrestled Goliath to obtain possession of the Luchos Shnios itself. However, although the Luchos Shnios were saved by Shaul, the Plishtim successfully captured the Aron itself. And Pasuk Tezayin through Pasuk Chabbeis, which is the end of the parak, Shaul now relates the news of the captured Aron to Eli HaKohen. Shaul also reiterated that Eli's two sons, Chafni and Pinchas, had both died. Eli HaKohen, in disbelief of the news, leaned back on his chair, fell backwards, and broke his neck. Eli died at the age of 98 and judged Klal Yisrael for 40 years. Pinchas' wife gave birth prematurely and died after giving birth, after hearing the news of her father-in-law of Eli dying. She named the baby Ikavod as a reference to the Aron being captured and the lack of kavod that represented. I'd like to point out there were three tragedies that happened to Eli's daughter-in-law on that day. One, her husband died. Her husband Pinchas died. Two, her father-in-law Eli HaKohen died. And three, the Aron was captured. However, she put aside her personal agenda and named the baby Ikavod after the tragedy of the Aron being captured. Because when the nation is suffering, one needs to put aside their own needs and join in the mourning and the suffering of the Klal and the nation at large. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.